A Puerto Rican youth is on trial for murder, accused of knifing his father to death, and his fate rests in the hands of 12 strangers. The judge further informs them that a guilty verdict will be accompanied by a mandatory death sentence.
And it's now your duty to sit down to try and separate the facts from the fantasy.
This is the start of the powerful and thought-provoking drama 12 Angry Men. Written by Reginald Rose, the film was released in 1957, starring legendary Hollywood actor Henry Fonda. The plotline revolves around a jury made up of 12 men as they deliberate the guilt or acquittal of a defendant on the basis of reasonable doubt. After almost 60 years, the story is still a classic and watched by people across North America. This summer, Beijing's Charity Readers Theater is bringing the story to China with a one-time stage performance. The play is directed by Chris Verrill.
We chose to do this show because this show lends itself really well to the Readers Theater format. Our normal shows take 3 months to do, from auditions to closing night. This is a show in a week, and the show is simple enough and powerful enough that it makes good theater and theater that we can produce well in a short amount of time.
The actors and actresses have only a week to prepare for the performance.
This boy has been kicked around all his life.
According to lead actor Ray Robles, the time constraint has presented quite a few challenges for those involved in the production.
The biggest one so far has been memorizing the lines. And with acting, it's so much more than just memorizing the lines. A lot of the time, it's about your character, developing that character. You know, so not only are we pressed for time to memorize these lines, it's also, in such a short time, being able to develop a character or that I feel, or I'm sure other actors feel, is worthy to bring on stage.
Robles plays the pivotal juror number 8, who is the only dissenting vote in a preliminary tally, while the other jury members have already decided that the defendant was guilty without much discussion. In the film, the role was played by Henry Fonda, who is often touted as one of the best actors in Hollywood history. Although many see the character as the hero of the story, Robles has a different interpretation.
I definitely didn't come in here with the mentality that he's like a superhero type or anything like that. Even from the beginning, he's not 100% convinced that the boy is innocent. For me, the way that I'm taking this is that this is just an honest man who wants to truly just do the best to find out whether this boy is guilty or not.
The cast is made up of actors with a wide range of experiences. James Eckford is an English teacher from the UK and an amateur actor. He plays juror number 5 in the play.
I saw the movie quite a few years ago, and I actually used it as one of my lessons, because I teach English, I used it as a lesson. So I think it's a really interesting piece of American literature. It's a fantastic film that's really well written, and I think it's like very edgy for its time, about prejudice and how people very easily come to conclusions based on how they see things.
Some of the characters have also been changed to adapt to modern society. For instance, instead of having an all-male cast, some of the jury members are played by women this time around. Jody Jo plays juror number 2, who she describes as wallflower.
Juror number 2 is this agreeable person that superficially she would agree to whatever came to her last. But I think the way that I want to interpret this character is also, although she is a wallflower, eventually she just wants to believe in whatever she believes in.
The play itself is notable for its almost exclusive use of one set. With the exception of a few scenes, almost the entire story takes place in the jury room. This could be challenging for in-depth character development, such as the hot-tempered juror number 3, played by Gregory Joseph Allen.
He's as close as we come to a major antagonist in this piece. He's making decisions based on his personal feelings, as opposed to really looking at the objective facts. And he's a very strong, very opinionated individual. And he wants a guilty verdict. He's convinced. And it's not even, he doesn't care about the evidence. He just wants to see this kid burn.
According to the actor, however, his approach to playing the character changed since his audition.
The first day I was in here, I was doing very much what I know from the movie, the part that I love. But then I got to step back and it's a different dynamic, it's a different situation. We're not doing it in that period. And so now I'm looking how to find a little humor All right, a little, you know, some place to go. If you come in from the very beginning of the play and you're just yelling and screaming and, you know, and everything, then you have no place to go. So now it's just trying to find that middle ground between where that character is within me, as opposed to the way it was originally done, which was a different person who brought something to it. And so how do I bring who I am into the part?
It doesn't matter. He's just as guilty whether it's an easy vote or a hard vote.
Filled with intense drama, 12 Angry Men explores how our own prejudices and experience can shape our decision-making, even in matters of life and death, of a stranger. The one-time performance of 12 Angry Men will debut on August 1st at Beijing's 77th Theater. For Studio Plus, I'm Doris Wong.